Track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. And there are four letters this week, starting with Councillor Louise Cook of Newton Abbott, who writes, "Clearing up misunderstanding. I read with interest the comments by Councillor Palethorpe in last week's Advertiser. His assumption that the Town Council is SDA-led is completely wrong. Of the 18 councillors sitting on the Town Council, only four are members of the South Devon Alliance. At a previous meeting, Councillor Bullivant told the Council that there was a pot of £25,000 that could be used to support the Queen Street traders. As so often happens, and in this case, these monies are tightly ring-fenced as to what they can be used for. We were not aware either of the actual source of the £25,000 and asked Councillor Bullivant to come back at a later meeting with more information. When he did return with the barest of details, the town clerk and town centre manager were able to fill in the gaps. Councillor Bullivant was keen that this money be used for a Christmas market. With the information at hand, it was clear that the money could not be used for this. Concerns were also expressed that £25,000 was not going to go anywhere near compensating the traders, as they were already losing income each week. A market could not be held in Queen Street because of the pedestrianisation, and anyway, surely this would take trade away from the traders who were already struggling. Finally, many councillors believe that since the Town Council has voted twice to stop the works, it would put the council in a difficult position to be seen to support this project. If TDC were so keen to use this money, then maybe they should be responsible for it. TDC had not even replied to the Town Council letter requesting work be stopped, and now we're being asked to work together. As the motion to refuse to use the money was passed, it is clear that more than the South Devon Alliance councillors felt this way. I hope this clears up any misunderstanding."
Who is trying to kill Newton Abbott? The market is looking emptier every time I visit it. Market Square is practically empty, and now someone is trying to close even more shops by raising the street licences for hospitality shops. Queen Street is practically impossible for pedestrians as well as vehicles, which again must be affecting the businesses involved. One of the greatest pleasures when enjoying meeting friends and family in town is to sit outside with a coffee and cake and watch the world go by, relaxing and enjoying the ambience of the surroundings. Now we face even that pleasure being terminated if our favourite cafes and restaurants have to close or restrict their seating to inside only. Surely it is more important to entice people to visit our town and thus support our businesses by spending money than the short-term effect of an increased rise in rents. This town still advertises itself as a market town, but it is becoming more and more like every other town in the country. It is the individuality of Newton Abbott that is important, and that is being eroded by the short-sightedness of the politicians. Perhaps for once in their lives, the local politicians, who, after all, are elected by the people to represent the people, will listen to our pleas, show some common sense, and support our businesses by freezing the licences at their present rate until the economic environment improves.
Diane McPherson from Ogwell writes, "Road should have traffic lights. The official route from my home in Ogwell into Newton Abbott town is via Totnes and Paignton. Are Devon County Council mad or just thoughtless? Surely Coach Road should be given traffic lights at each end for light traffic only. At present, residents in Coach Road are blocking driveways so vehicles cannot pass. I quite understand their action. To save frayed tempers by motorists, avoid accidents and keep the lifeblood of our town flowing, surely the council should come up with better solution."
Rethink demolition of mill site. Save Britain's Heritage are calling on Teignbridge District Council to rethink plans to demolish a historic Newton Abbott site. in a letter submitted to the Mid Devon Advertiser, which has been co-signed by Newton Abbott and District Civic Society, the Victorian Society, World Monuments Fund Britain and Historic Buildings and Places, the charity asked TDC to rethink demolishing the Bradley Lane Mill site, calling it short-sighted and unnecessary. The letter reads, "We, the undersigned, called on the leader of Teignbridge District Council to rethink the planned demolition of the historic Bradley Lane Mills in Newton Abbott, South Devon. These 19th and early 20th century buildings, under council ownership, are a unique survivor of Newton Abbott's industrial past. We see no evidence that the buildings could not be adapted, converted, and repurposed to new uses alongside new sympathetic development, creating a new, vibrant neighbourhood in the town. Historic England has singled out the buildings for their clear links to important local history and called demolition plans a missed opportunity. A property developer has recently expressed strong interest in the council in retaining the buildings as part of a new housing development. These buildings can be an economic driver for the town. Continued neglect and demolition is short-sighted and unnecessary, and future generations would lament their loss. Using unallocated monies from the Future High Street Fund, TDC has requested authority to progress with its plans to regenerate the Bradley Mills site, which would include demolition of existing buildings. The council will vote on whether to demolish the site on Tuesday, July the 30th. And that concludes letters to the editor.